A new federal initiative has been launched to fund Alzheimer's research. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker is sponsoring the bill, along with a bipartisan team of other senators. MPB's Sid Scott spoke with Senator Wicker about the Eureka Act.
We're calling it the Eureka Act. It stands for Ensuring Useful Research Expenditures is Key for Alzheimer's. But we think Eureka is catchy, and also I think it's significant there. So the Eureka Act, I think we're going to be getting a lot of discussion about that in the coming days. And basically, it's designed to attack the disease of Alzheimer's in a way that that involves new innovative treatments and eventually reaching milestones that will lead to a cure. The United States has used innovation and competition to really become a leader in the world in so many areas. And the concept of the Eureka Act is to unleash these forces of competition and innovation in the fight to treat and eventually cure Alzheimer's.
Talk a little specifically about what kind of incentives and innovation that are part of this bill and part of the act.
Well, this bill would authorize $10 million per year for 5 years to go with private donations that could be brought in by a panel which is established by the legislation. And basically, we would be working with various foundations, the XPRIZE Foundation, a group called Us Against Alzheimer's, a group called the Leaders Engaged on Alzheimer's Disease, as well as the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and the Alzheimer's Association. In working with NIH and various experts in the government to establish benchmarks that would be prizable, we won't get a cure for Alzheimer's unless we get to certain achievable stages, like identifying Alzheimer's biomarkers or developing an early detection technique. And so things like that would be selected as prizable goals by this panel established in the law. And unless we get there, of course, the money isn't spent. That's the key to the prize concept. But this is something that's been used down through, frankly, the centuries. It was pointed out in our press conference today. There was a prize for developing some longitudinal studies to give us our meridians some 300 years ago. I guess that's how we got ended up with the Greenwich Meridian, based on a prize. We know that Charles Lindbergh won a $25,000 prize for being the first flight across the Atlantic, and of course the XPRIZE Foundation has taken this to a new level, and we're able to draw off of this expertise because of the cooperation of the XPRIZE Foundation, because of the cooperation of NIH as well as the Alzheimer's groups. And frankly, this is a piece of legislation that is garnering a lot of excitement in the Congress, and I think we can get there and then see what the best minds in the world can come up with to compete for this prize.
Provide incentives and let the brilliant scientists do their best.
Indeed.
It makes sense.
I also want to point out that this doesn't take money away from what we're already doing. I think it would be wrong to shortchange NIH or to say that in any of these government research programs would have to take a back seat because we're trying the prize concept. We can move hand in hand with what we're already doing, and we're making progress in the agencies, and of course the lead agency there is the National Institutes for Health.
I saw somewhere that NIH has set a goal for eliminating Alzheimer's by 2025.
Exactly. No, that's right. We would like to conquer Alzheimer's disease by 2025. And that's a very ambitious goal, but it's vitally important, and it's worth a big prize, because think of the savings that we would have for society, not only in terms of human suffering, but also just in dollars and cents. We will spend $250 billion just this year in the United States alone on Medicare and Medicaid to treat Alzheimer's. And so think of what we could do for the rest of society if we could save that expenditure.
Senator Roger Wicker, talking about the Eureka Act. Senator, I really appreciate your making time for us today.
Glad to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, sir.